Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did. You hung out with us because we got our good friend Carolyn Reinbarger back on the show. Carolyn is Chief Brainstormer. I like that title. Chief Brainstormer is strategic guru. She's here to talk to us some more about some online marketing. In fact, the last time she was here, she showed up with eight simple rules for online marketing success, but they were so darn good we could only get through four of them at the time. So she's back to do the other four. Carolyn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Let me click down through the first four, and then you give us a little one sentence explanation of them. The first four simple online marketing rules are: number one, don't start with a tool. Tell us what that means.
That means you need to define your business objective and then select the tools to achieve them, rather than starting with the tool first and figuring out what your objectives are after.
All right, that's good. Number two, take a long-term view.
Right. Don't look for something immediate to happen from your online marketing. Remember that you're forming a relationship. You're not just delivering messages.
Never mind what the commercials show you, folks. When you start doing online marketing, the checks will not come rolling in that next day.
That's right.
And then number three, incorporate a clear call to action.
Right. So make sure that anything you're doing online directs your audience to actually take some action so that you can contact them and sell to them.
Yeah, this is not your grandmother's birthday party. You want them to do something.
Right.
And then number four, remember the goal.
Right. I think some businesses get caught up in, you know, some of the cool stuff that's online, like video and some of the social networking tools and so forth, but none of it's any good unless it correlates back to actually achieving your sales goals.
All right. So those are the first four. And by the way, if you want to go back and listen to us discuss those four more, you can find Carolyn in the show schedule this week, also anywhere in the Brain Trust, in the archives, in the blog, and you can any of those links will take you to the last interview that we did with Carolyn. And now number five, Carolyn, these are the eight simple rules for online marketing success that Carolyn has brought us. And number five is use a good line.
Now,
I used to try that in, you know, when I was single in bars. I never was very good at it, Carolyn.
Well, this is kind of the same thing.
It's not like what your sign. It's not
line.
Like what your sign is it?
No. Okay. No, that won't work. But we're talking about the subject line in any kind of email that you might be sending out to market with. And it is amazing how many people don't think about this particular topic. But if you can't get them to open the email, it's worthless. So the subject line in your email is extremely important.
Important to slow down and cluck over some of these things, isn't it? I mean, it really is important. If you've got a five word subject line, and you probably shouldn't have too many more than that. I'll let you help us with that.
I'd agree with that.
But if you shouldn't have more than about five, because you never know how narrow someone's email line is, or how big the window is. But if you only have five, you need to take some time and make sure they're the right five. Every single word should be clucked over a little bit.
That's exactly right. I just read an interesting article in the business section of our local paper yesterday about how some business owners and business people are now not opening email, but perhaps three times a week because they're so inundated with email.
Mm. How do they do that?
They send out an auto reply that notifies the senders, I'm sorry, I'm only looking at email on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You know, if you need an immediate response, pick up the phone and call me. I thought that was interesting.
I don't know how they do that, do you?
I don't, because I'm told that the person I interviewed for this does actually read the emails every day, but does not respond to them.
Okay.
I think it's in response to being deluged with emails. So
well, that happens to me, and frankly, if I get an email from someone who's asking me to do something, but I, you know, I don't have any obligation to that person or whatever, you know, they want me to do them a favor or whatever, you know. I mean, if you get 20 of those in a day, you don't even have time to email back and say, I can't help you.
Right.
You know, and so you do have to do what the medical people probably call triage, don't you? You got to decide which ones am I going to take now, which ones am I going to put off, it's hard sometimes.
Yeah,
so that
is.
Subject line is very important.
Very important, and it's also important from the standpoint of spam and spam filters, because those are very sophisticated. So there's a lot of words to avoid in your subject line to keep it from getting caught in spam filters.
Is it important to this is not the subject line, but it seems to me that it would be important also to have the email coming from the who it's from line should be important. Aren't there some catches, some snags that can catch those out there? Like if it sounds like it's coming from somebody they don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I think that what's key is, yeah, you need to appear legitimate, because there is a lot of suspicion about incoming email from someone you don't know, and you have to deliver value in your email too, just with like any mm-hmm. marketing. So
you know,
whatever you're sending.
Another thing, when I get an email from somebody and I see something, and it looks like it's from them to them or to their group or something, that lets me know that I'm, you know, I didn't receive an individual email.
Right. And that's why you want to use some of the broadcast email programs that are out there, so that you avoid that kind of situation. You
right.
don't want to use Outlook to do this.
Yes, exactly. And I quit doing that many. Of course, I never used Outlook, but I quit using my own email client to do this, folks, many years ago. And I will tell you, it simplified my life. She's exactly right. Find somebody. There are a number of them out there. The one that I use is called Constant Contact, for whatever that's worth, ConstantContact.com. Online marketing rule number 6, buy branded keywords. What's that?
Okay, now we're talking about the kinds of keywords that you can use on either a microsite, or you can buy these branded keywords for your Google AdWords. Mm-hmm. So what I'm talking about is, let's say you're a donut shop, and you're going to have the July special is jelly donuts.
Ooh.
Well, you might want to, I know, morning, we're all hungry, right?
Go ahead.
So you might want to buy donut shop / jelly donuts or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. We're going to come back. These branded keywords are very important, folks. We're going to come back and talk about this a little bit more. And a couple of more rules that Carolyn Reinbarger has brought us. She's with Strategic Guru. Stay with us. 20 after. We'll be right back. Little Santana bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and I'd give it all up if I could play guitar like Carlos. I promise you. What a great talent. Carolyn Reinbarger is a great talent too, folks. She's our guest and our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust, chief brainstormer at Strategic Guru. And Carolyn, give us your website and tell us about your company.
Our website is very simple, strategicguru.com. And we are a marketing agency that is located in North Carolina. However, we serve the entire nation. And we're all about developing marketing strategy that delivers results and implementing some marketing tactics to get our clients to their sales goals.
So if somebody wanted to get a little help with some of the stuff we're talking about, some
mm-hmm.
of the different rules that we're talking about, making sure that they don't wander around in the wilderness by themselves, they could get you to help them, couldn't they?
They can get me to help them. They can also come to our site. We have a ton of articles to read and newsletters.
Free stuff, right?
Free stuff. So
yeah,
they can
you.
Get an education.
Exactly.
Yep.
Check it out, folks. Strategicguru.com. And thank you for that, Carolyn. And back to the branded keywords. Now, this has been going. Branded keywords have been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What, probably 8 or 9 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, back in the old days, you can pick them up for a nickel a pop. But now they're a little different, aren't they?
They're a little different, and they're really hard to find, because there's so many people buying branded keywords that you really have to work at it to get something really narrow and tight and available. So,
well, you can find them, but you have to bid up the price on them, don't you?
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. If you want to spend $5,000 on it on something, then yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
But it may not make sense in terms of getting you to your goals. So,
right.
You know, that anything that you're doing, whether it's online marketing or traditional media marketing, you have to make sure that the expenditure is in line with what you expect to get in return.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the branded keywords are a great way to get people to find you online, but you got to be careful because it can get out of hand, can it?
Yes, and you also have to be careful about what you're directing them to when you're using those branded keywords. If you're just going to use a branded keyword and dump them on your homepage and then you don't direct them to take some action, it's really wasteful.
Right, yeah, you're just blowing money, exactly. All right, number seven, layer several tactics.
I think this one is key, especially during a slower economy. People tend to think that they can dump all of their marketing dollars in one venue and get the results they're looking for. But they really need the combination of several tactics, some traditional, some online, to get the biggest bang for their buck.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a classic strategy, Carolyn. When people develop marketing strategies, when corporations have developed marketing strategies over the years, they've had print, they've had radio, they've had television, and more recently online. And the truth is if they were going to do it right, they would have their campaign really touch several, if not all, of the media.
Right, that's exactly right. And there's a reason for that. There's an article on my website about learning styles. And it talks about how each of us has an innate learning style. There's three of them. There's visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. And so it's our natural way that we want to learn about something. And since when you're marketing, you really are kind of educating people on what your product or service is, but you don't know what their learning style is, you need to use several techniques to appeal to the variety of learning styles.
Well, and not only that, but there's something about people seeing you in more than one place. If they see your ad in the paper, and then they hear it on the radio, that's a redundancy that really dings. It gets the ding in branding in their head.
That's right. That's right. Top of mind awareness. I mean, they may not know where they saw or heard of you or your product, but they remember it, and that's key.
Right, exactly. All right, let's go to number eight. This is 8 simple rules for online marketing success, folks. Carolyn Reinbarger has brought them to us. And number 8 is closely track click-through rates.
Right. I think that it's all too easy to implement something in marketing and then sit back and say, okay, bring it on. You know, let the phone ring. Let the people come to me through my website. Well,
right.
You know, you really need to monitor what you're doing. And what I love about online tactics is you almost get immediate response.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to alter your marketing campaign practically on the fly and adjust your media spending accordingly. So, you know, if you're sending out broadcast email and using the tools like Constant Contact, you can immediately see who read your email, who opted out, so on. And
what you sent them, what they clicked through on?
Right, you can see.
You can tell what they liked? I mean,
by the name of the person, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
That's the beauty of these tools,
mm-hmm.
is it gives you what we call warm leads. You know, if you drop postcards, let's say, you send out, you know, 10,000 postcards, mm-hmm. you have no idea what happens to those postcards, whether
right.
they're ever viewed. But online marketing, through either your click-through rates or, you know, other tools and ways to measure, you can see exactly who is reading and who is reacting
right.
to your marketing.
Right. Well, and the main thing is you can see that if you've got 4 click options and one of them got 0, one got 1, and the other two got 10 apiece, that tells you what resonated with your folks.
Exactly. And online marketing, I mean, online advertising, let's just take that as another, you know, way to look at click-through rates. You can also see which ad works best.
Exactly. Test it, folks, and track it. That's the good part about this kind of the online marketing experience. Carolyn Reinbarger, Chief Strategic Guru.com, right, Carolyn?
Right.
Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Carolyn Reinbarger, folks, she'll be back. I will be too with Russell Brown right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.